Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Ruse. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jerry Ruse. And now, play ball. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn. Milan reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn. Staub reaches second base with a double. Milan scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. It's 2-0, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Seaver. Helms moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Cedeno reaches second base with a double. Helms scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cedeno moves to third. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno, who is chasing the ball. Staub reaches third base with a triple. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Wynn steals second. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaver strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Metzger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruse strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Staub is called out on strikes. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 2, Astros, 2. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Garrett moves to second. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaver bunts towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaver for the out. Garrett scores. Harrelson moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Mets. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Agee pinch runs for Johnny Edwards. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Jerry Ruse. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Don Wilson now pitching. Skip Judson now catching. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Milan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milan moves to second. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milner is walked intentionally. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a line drive into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-3 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hector Torres pinch runs for Lee May. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.